Yeah, it looks like it's going to start raining outside almost.
Crazy.
How's everybody doing? Good evening. Hope you guys had a halfway decent weekend. In case any of you guys didn't know, hey Dana, in case if any of you guys didn't know, there's a bunch of visitors crawling around this place, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. I've been seeing them out on the trail, and I don't remember what night it was that one of them walked up to my van, because a lot of times I'm out in my service van in the evening, and he walked up to the van and goes, "So are you local?" I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Yeah, the ladders are dead giveaway." Anyway, he told me, or he asked me what the best place was for clam chowder. I didn't have the heart to tell him that we had moved into extreme and that he wouldn't be able to dine in, but I gave him my two different restaurants that I think have the best clam chowder. Debbie Salzman, I saw pictures of that retaining wall. That's a pretty beefy wall. Did you guys build it all by yourself? If you did, that's pretty impressive. That's a big old stinking beefy wall. Yeah. Guys, my either allergies or a cold has been bugging me, so you might get me sneezing a bit. Have to put up with me having a throat lozenger in my mouth too. I'll have Silas. You guys want to hear Silas play? Debbie, yeah, you and Don, huh? That's crazy. Silas, buddy, you want to play the first song?
Yeah.
All right, here's the boy. So which ones are they, Dave Barnes? Yeah, I knew as soon as I said that someone would say it, but you know, I can't say that. I can't say that. What's funny though, it's not who you would necessarily think. Some of the best clam chowder I've had around here, it wasn't necessarily from the place that you would go and get clam chowder.
Yeah. Alright, so oh dang, sorry, my hair's messy. The song that we're gonna play today is by, it's called Cover Me in Sunshine by Pink and, dang, I can't remember, I think it's Sage something, but it's a really good song, my mom loves it. Yeah, it's called Cover Me in Sunshine. Standing still. I've been missing yesterday. What if there's a better place? Cover me in sunshine. Travel me with good times. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. Cover me in sunshine. Shower me with good times. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. La 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 la. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. Cover me in sunshine. Oh, cover me in sunshine. Shower me with good times. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. Cover me in sunshine. Distance, all these mountains are just some tiny hill. While your flowers, they keep living while they're just standing still. I've been missing yesterday. What if there's a better place? Cover me in sunshine. Shower me with good times. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. Cover me in sunshine. Shower me with good times. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. La la la. Cover me in sunshine.
Nice, man. That's a cool song, dude.
Thanks.
That's a cool song.
Debbie Salzman allergies. Yeah. Allergies, yeah. So you guys are getting them. You guys are getting them, too. You know what's crazy is, when I was a kid, I didn't have any sort of allergy at all. And then when I was, I think the first time I remember kind of like some springtime, we called it hay fever in Walla Walla. You know, I was in high school. I was probably almost married or so before I had my first bout of, you know, the old weird scratch itches in your inner ear or something. Andre, how you doing, man? Andre, I was thinking about you, what was I thinking about you? I was listening to a Henry Clay book right now. Running through it. Anyway, I thought about you. I was wondering, Andre, if you had to choose one founding father from the inception, from the Declaration of Independence to, let's say, probably like 1835, if you were going to choose one founding father that you like and respected the most, that'd be interesting to hear who your pick is. So I went back, guys. I went back and caught the county workshop that they talked about a parks district, because I wanted to see it. I mentioned it on here maybe last week or so. James Madison? Andre Bay? Really? Madison, huh? Parks District. Jay and Dr. Layton, they did a pretty good job explaining it to the county commissioners. What I really wanted to hear, I wanted to hear the commissioners' response. And it was kind of... it wasn't really surprising, and it was a good response, and I think collectively they were encouraging the group to move ahead. You can imagine the whole special district thing, comes up right away, and that's Pash. I mean, I guess Christopher Pash is kind of in the position of, you know, does he have to keep on this anti-special district thing, because he's mentioned, he even mentioned in the workshop, he reiterated the fact that he's spoken publicly about not supporting any special districts. He asked about if the group would write in some sort of sunset clause or something, which would be kind of tough to do. The rest of the commissioners were super encouraging, and Chris kind of was too, you know, but he's already put himself out there with a special district, so he hasn't left himself much room to negotiate that unless he says, no, I was wrong, you know. And a rec center and a parks and recreation district is like almost the perfect example of a special district providing a service that the community wants that local governing authorities aren't gonna provide. South County wouldn't join the health district. Why should Central and North pay for a pool and Brookings Day Barns? Good question. So I think during the end of the workshop, I think it started with county administrator, I don't remember what he's called, Rickett, asking if the group had thought about making it a countywide parks and rec district. And then, let's see, I think Summer Madison spoke kind of in favor of that too, talking about needs of Gold Beach and North County. But Dave Barnes, I would say no. I would say one, it muddies the water. Dave Barnes, I wouldn't, why would I want to join it? If I lived in Port Orford, knew I wasn't going to drive down here to use a pool, why would I want to join the district? Why would they? So I would leave it just the 17C, is it 17C school district from the border to like Pistol River, and just stick with that. Just stick with that. Dr. Layton, she worded it as good as I think kind of a layperson could word. In her response to the special district talk of Christopher Pash, she said, and I'm going to kind of paraphrase it, okay? She said, like, the great thing about this is the special district, it's by the people to serve the people at the whim of the people. And the great thing is that voters let us know what their priorities are, and voters prioritize with how they vote. Because you can imagine, and this was another thing mentioned by Pash, actually, that, you know, that he's gun shy about asking the voters to approve a permanent tax rate when he knows the county is going to be asking for jail or courthouse funding. So he's worried about the public getting asked for too much tax money, and that would make him say no to the county. I would bet. I think it's completely separate. It wouldn't. I don't think it'll make a difference at all. Maybe for a handful of people, but I think they should just stick with the South County Parks and Rec District. I know timing is tough, and needing to have a district form before you can. Maybe before you can even make an outdoor or an indoor rec center happen, but it would really be great if voting in a parks district and voting for a indoor recreation center were like one and the same thing. And it was, you know, you vote today and here's your candy. This is in the works, even if it's like 2 years from now. But look, you vote this in 2 years from now, this is what we're going to have. So I hope they move forward on that. I think some of the issues that you could run into with special districts and some of the concerns that Pash had about them just kind of running in perpetuity and there never really being an end to them. A sunset clause would have to go as long as the bond. And when you're talking about a bond to build a large facility, it's most likely a 20-year bond. So the district would, there's no way they'll put a sunset clause in there for less than 20 years. And so if we're going out, you know, 20 years, 30 years, that's the length of time that some of our districts have been around. So I don't know. I don't see the fear. All districts have a governing board and serve at the whim of the voters. And when there comes time that a change is needed, that, you know, the voters in that district and the board that they elect can make that change. I don't get the, you know, there's no reason that county commissioners should feel apprehensive about that. I don't think. All right. Yeah. So that was that. I was glad I was able to see it. I'm still kind of one meeting behind for the county, but I wanted that one. I did get a, let me check on my post. I did get a, and our library is doing a whole makeover. I know, Candace. The library district is like a good example of, hey, you know, what's a special district and how does it work? Bingo, library. And how does it work? Well, pretty stinking well, you know? I mean, they are funded in perpetuity, and they've been able to be agile and to change with, you know, with the changing world, right? At the county workshop, it was mentioned a lot about how much technology has changed, and now you can speak in your smartphone and get the answer to any question you have whatsoever. So therefore, people don't need to go to libraries as often. Well, you know, obviously libraries just continue to kind of, you know, morph and mold into what their community needs. And everything I've seen from our library shows me that that's working out just fine and that they're continuing to provide services to the community that we're all paying for and continually looking to do better and to do more. Yeah. Yeah, so Parks and Rec District, you know, we'll see how it actually works out, what they actually put forward. They're going to need some resolution from the Brookings City Council at some point and see what they say. You know, to be honest with everyone, I mean, unless there's something really out in left field, I'll support them with whatever they want to do and whenever they want to put it on the ballot. I'll offer my opinion, but at the end of the day, there's a group of people there that have been working on something for like 10 years. and they know best. They know best. They know better than me. And so I'll sign my name to something and pat them on the back, support them. On my post about being on today, from Lucette, this might be kind of a tough one to answer. Lucette, I think last name is maybe Wallach. She said, new to this, not sure what appropriate questions would be. Please delete if not allowed. I'm teaming up with small businesses in the community to open Curry and Coos County. What are your thoughts of the current plan with SARS-CoV-2 from Governor Kate Brown? Thank you. So, Lucette, there is that me posting like that, asking for questions is exactly what, you know, you're doing exactly what I'm asking you to do. So there's definitely nothing wrong or inappropriate with asking me that question. Any even vaguely appropriate question that is in good taste, I would answer. So if you're looking to get a group together to open or kind of advocate to open the businesses in the county, I would imagine you're asking me my thoughts on it to see if I'm like, you know, an ally of yours or not, or what, you know, further work, what I how I could be involved in that or what. So overall I think that Kate Brown and you know, many around this country you know, made the decisions that they thought were best at the time, and are still operating under that. So I don't think that Kate Brown, or I don't think there's any like grand conspiracy going on with Kate Brown or wanting to close businesses for any other reason than to stop the spread of COVID. Rolling the clock back of when this kind of really began about a year ago, the idea of a wave of COVID cases coming and a wave of hospitalizations that would just plug our medical care system and result in, you know, a pretty significant loss of life and the possibility of that happening. Hey, good evening, Lucette. Hopefully you've heard me from the beginning. So that flattening the curve wave, you know, thing, and so businesses get closed, you know, things, reaches of government that I've never experienced in my life that I really didn't, the only way I thought something like that would be possible is if we were in a state of like martial law, because the stinking, you know, there's like ships landing on the shores or something, right? And so in my mind, when this first happened, and the idea of restricting like the gathering of people, you know, peaceable assemblies of people, the idea of disallowing that just seemed great. It just seemed absolutely insane to me. Absolutely insane. But, you know, once I took a few breaths and learned a bit about the Spanish flu and how they dealt with it, and it's just kind of the same thing, you know. So I got it. I see the need that we had, and think that it was the right decision to take like drastic actions to actually flatten that curve. So now here we are down the road, right? There's COVID that has the potential of being very dangerous and causing loss of life. I think we're at, I don't know, I don't remember if we're at eight or nine. I don't remember. You know, but for the most part though, for the most part in this community, our hospital has never been overrun. We've never had a big lack of medical care here. If you were sick with COVID and needed to be hospitalized, there was a bed for you. And it really hasn't even been close to being maxed out. Now I'll get some disagreements with that last one, but that's where we're at. What I do know that I even saw in myself and with the city of Brookings and what we did with closing like hotels and motels, that once that action is taken, once it happens once, and it's like, oh, okay, so government can close my business. And we kind of settle into that. And so when the next time cases go up or something happens, it's that much easier to, okay, boom, close businesses again. And it gets easier every time. And it shouldn't though, because the burden of proof should be and needs to remain on the authority that's telling you to close your business. And this is where I'm starting to waffle a bit on on the restrictions because I haven't seen anything that would lead me to believe that restaurants in the city are spreading COVID and have been spreading COVID around this community. I haven't seen that. It hasn't been proved to me. It definitely hasn't been proved to restaurant owners. So, you know, where I go from there, though, at the end of the day, in this state, our head of state says businesses are closed. You know, I'm not gonna try to like secede from the state of Oregon and somehow kind of crown myself like king of Curry County or king of Brookings and tell all of my businesses that they can open back up. We've just been dealing with it. Lisa, I don't know. How did that sound? Did that answer? I would need to like talk about that for a while for you to get a better understanding of the way I feel about it. But that gave you an idea. May I ask for your support to return the power back to the county for guidance? Lucette, so we'd have to talk more about that and exactly what you mean there. Return power back to the county for guidance. Yeah, I'd have to think about that. Because it's to our county, right? It's to our county and the three county commissioners that we have. And I don't know anything but that. Dave Barnes beat me. Okay. All right. Silas, second song. Silas, second song. I think I'll recheck to see if that was the only question I got in my post, guys. But listen to Silas.
All right. So, geez, my hair keeps getting bigger and bigger. The second song that I'm going to play is one that I actually haven't played in a while. It is Wrong Direction by Passenger. Under the grid, young and naive, I never believed that love could be so well hid. With regret, I'm willing to bet to say the older you get, it gets harder to forgive and harder to forget. It gets under your shirt like a dagger at work. The first cut is the deepest, but the rest are really hurt. You build your heart of plastic, you're cynical and sarcastic, and you end up in the corner on your own. Cause I love to feel the love, but I can't stand the rejection. I hide behind my jokes as a form of protection. I thought I was close, but under further inspection, it seems I've been running in the wrong direction. Oh. So what's the point in getting your hopes up when all you're getting is choked up? When you messed up and you can't remember the reason why you broke up. You call her in the morning when you're coming out and you're falling like an old man on the side of the road. Cause when you're apart, you don't wanna mingle. When you're together, you wanna be single. Whenever you chase the taste, the kiss, the bliss that makes your heart tingle. How much greener the grass is, with the roasted grasses, the butterflies that flutter by and leave us on the ground. Cause I love to feel the love, but I can't stand the rejection. I hide behind the jokes as a form of protection. I thought I was close, but on no further inspection, it seems I've been running in the wrong direction. There's fish in the sea for me to make a selection. I'd jump in if it wasn't for my ear infection. Cause all I ever wanted was to make a connection. But it seems I've been running in the wrong direction. Oh. Thank you. did, hidden under the grid. Young and naive, I never believed love could be so well hid. With regret, I'm willing to bet to say the older you get, it gets harder to forgive and harder to forget. It gets on your shirt like a dagger at work. The first cut is the deepest, but the rest still really hurt. You build your heart of plastic, you're cynical and sarcastic. You end up in the corner on your own. Cause I love to feel love, but I can't stand the rejection. I hide behind my jokes as a form of protection. I thought I was close, but under further inspection, it seems I've been running in the wrong direction. Oh. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
So the COVID numbers, I saw someone posted that there were zero today. So actually, if the next week goes like this week went, we should be out of extreme next go around. I don't know. Hopefully it is that way, guys. So from my post, Holly Byer, so where did our 75 degree sunshine go? I know, yesterday, the nice day, is when I should have been out horsing around, but I had some stuff I had to do yesterday, so it was today. And unfortunately, it wasn't quite as nice today. We were planning on kayaking doing a little quick, nice, easy float from like Social Security bar to the mouth of the Checo. But didn't make it because it was too cold. It was too cold. All right, guys. So I will see you Tuesday. We have, no council meeting today, tomorrow. So yeah, what am I going to talk about on Tuesday? I don't know. Lucette, I'll run back through the comments too on this and see if you commented stuff that I missed. And if there's, if there's other questions or something that I have of you that I'll ask you, and you do the same. Okay. So I'll see you guys, Tuesday, 6:00.